Show brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
By the way, we have the final on the Indiana-Maryland game. Indiana 604 and Maryland 3. So Indiana has won the NC2A title, and Mike Davis was able to do it. Oh, you mean Bobby Knight didn't have anything to do with it? Well, yes, of course he did. He helped build this team. But even Bobby Knight couldn't bring the Indiana Hoosiers to the level that they're at right now under Mike Davis, the Indiana Hoosiers. Here's a question. What's up with Indiana in basketball anyway? In other words, like, they were able to make hoops out of corn stalks? Well, I don't understand. Why is that all of a sudden? Why did that sport take in Indiana? Huh? People are like, field hockey, of course, traditionally big in Wyoming, and they just love it. You know, it's the same thing. How come Indiana is known as the basketball state? They've won three titles. I'm not putting down the school. I'm not putting down the college. I'm not putting down Bobby Knight. This is a tremendous thing that's happening. I love Indiana, and I like this Mike Davis, and I hope they win or have won, depending upon when you're listening to this program. But how come some places are real big producers of certain kinds of athletes? You know what I'm saying? In other words, Southern California is traditionally the home to baseball players. Lots and lots and lots of high school baseball players come out of Southern California. And football quarterbacks, for some reason, come out of Western Pennsylvania. The great football quarterbacks, the Johnny Us, the Dan Marinos, the Joe Montanas, all out of Western Pennsylvania. And basketball seems to be the province of, well, places like Indiana and Kentucky and playgrounds in the Northeast. What am I missing? Hockey. For some reason, Sri Lanka produces some of the best ice hockey players. It's just amazing. And, of course, I'm kidding. No, am I going down a road that you'd rather not go down this afternoon? Well, frankly, I don't care, because I feel like talking about this now. No. Seriously, though, why is it that Indiana became such the hot spot? Remember the movie Hoosiers? And everything with basketball this and basketball that, and they just love their basketball. Maybe it's a sport that was easy to play when they weren't bringing the crops in. In other words, football is a very involved sport, and basketball is something that, A, you can play with little equipment, little or no equipment. You can play with just two people. You just nail a goal up someplace. You got yourself a basketball court. It's a real easy sport. I can understand how some poorer neighborhoods would dig basketball because, like I say, it takes some sneakers, a ball, and a hoop someplace. It doesn't take any real effort, right? And maybe the farmers in between pulling the corn in, it's get a game in, let's go. All right, that's it. Let's go back out on the field now because they can't get a football game going because they're using up all the fields because they're growing corn. I don't know. Does that make sense? Now, see, as I articulated, but in any event, as you may or may not know, Indiana is known as the basketball place. And it's kind of interesting to me. Like, does Washington produce any great sporting kinds of people? I don't know. Is Louisiana known for a lot of good crawdad hunters down there? Of course, the great national and world champion crawdad king, Biff Wiedemeyer is from Louisiana, which is, it's understandable. That is the sport. Hey, don't you ever talk about how we hunt crawdad in Louisiana because we're tops. And then when I was in Minnesota, the hockey guys up in the Iron Range, a lot of guys with no teeth and rags stuffed in a gas cap. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Had a great Easter. I hope you did. I went to Easter Mass with my family. Now, I'm what's called a Jack Catholic, which means I was baptized and I went to Catholic schools, but I don't go to church anymore. That's a Jack Catholic. However, I do go to the big events. I go with my wife and the kids. Christmas, I go to Mass. Easter, I go to Mass. When I've committed a mortal sin, when I've committed homicide, I go to Mass. And I went to Mass yesterday. It was Easter. And I got into my nice suit. I got on a nice-looking shirt, you know, did the whole thing. Kids got dressed up. We went in. We sat down. And I went up, and I took the sacrament of Holy Communion in the Catholic faith. Now, if you know anything about Catholicism, that's the part where you go up to the front, and you open your mouth, and a guy sticks a piece of thin, round wafer on your tongue, and that's the body and blood of Christ. Now, though, you don't have to stick your tongue out. Now you can stick your hand out, and they'll put it in your hand, and you eat it yourself. Because when I was growing up, there was a whole prescription, a prohibition against grabbing it yourself. Only a priest could hold it, and he would put it on your tongue, because if you touched it, I guess you were making it ungodlike, because you're not a priest. You touch the wafer. Don't ask me. What are you looking at me like I got the answer? I don't know. It's just that's the way it was. So anyway, I don't go for that stick my tongue out thing. So I would go, she says, the body of Christ, and I say, amen. She puts it in your hand. You stick it in your mouth, and you walk back to the pew. And as I walked back to the pew, I suddenly realized my fly was wide open. Yes, I went to Easter Mass yesterday. Throughout the entire celebration and performance of the holy ritual, my fly was open on my new blue suit. And thank God nobody... Craig gives me the thumbs up. All right. Good move. Nice job. Nobody could have seen it because nobody said anything. I didn't hear any snickering. I didn't hear any chortling. I didn't hear anybody saying, you know, whispering. So I pretty much caught it myself. And I guess it's because the suit is so nice. It's so nicely tailored that the fly just sort of lays flat. Unless you're sitting down, and my gut is so fat that I can't look down and see my own crotch because my belly's hanging over. But for some reason, I actually saw my fly was open. And so I very daintily and very gentlemanly-like, there in the middle of Mass, reached down and zipped my fly up. And, you know, proceeded with the, you know, I'm thinking, here it is, the church, the Catholic Church is undergoing its worst crisis in memory. You have Catholic priests accused of molestation. You have a crisis in faith. You have this horrific event that is transpiring, and there I am with my fly open in Mass. Well, that's perfect. No one in the church, though, laughed, and that was a good thing, although this one nun keeps calling and just...
Can I speak to Phil? No, it's really, it's nothing serious, I just...
1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. So, yeah, I went to church, and then we had the Easter egg hunt for the kids. I laid out the eggs the night before. Guess what? I got so many wild animals in my neighborhood, I went out like 5 of the eggs were ripped to shreds. They coyotes come down from the hill, and whatever the hell else we got out there, raccoon, possum, squirrel, my neighbor's dog. And I go out there, and I find all these nice little Easter eggs, pink and green and blue, that I laid out for the kids. About 6 of them have been shattered and ripped to shreds, the inside sucked dry. You know those little Hershey bars, and we got the Hershey Kisses, those Rolos, really great, you know, the Butterfinger eggs. Do we got any more of those in there, by the way? Now I'm getting hungry. They're all nicely packed into the egg. I lay it out there, and almost as if a demon came down and said, well, why don't I just lift my leg to your little Easter efforts? They're just torn apart by wolves, coyotes, foul things of the suburban desert. And the kids went out there and went,
wow, look at this. Some kind of critter tried to suck it dry.
And there was an egg, and it, the thing hadn't been able to get into it, but I could see tooth marks, and wow, it's just crazy. You know, as man extends and pushes out into the suburbs, you know, suburbs, as we begin to build our suburbs out into previously untamed territories, we've got problems now with wild animals in our neighborhoods. It wasn't that way when I grew up. I mean, the wildest thing going down the street was my old man coming home from work. Now it's bear, deer, coyote, rattlesnake. What did I just talk about it last week, right? I had a rattlesnake in my garage. Now I got coyotes ripping hell out of the Easter eggs. And did I tell you the story of one night with the raccoons? When we had Catherine went out and she went out and did her trick-or-treating. And she put it into a pillowcase. That's with the bag that she was using. So she ties it all up nice and she decided to leave it outside. I don't know why. Well, the next morning we come out, and the bag, one end of it, looks like something's been trying to suck the chocolate through it. Because one end of the bag has got congealed chocolate. It's like a little animal, just like a nipple, that was sucking the freaking chocolate candy through this thing, right? I said, geez, look at this, Catherine. And she's, oh, gross. And then she went back to whatever it was she was doing, and she couldn't have cared less because there was big jars of candy in the house anyway. What does she care whether she goes out and gets it from some old lady down the street? But I was kind of fascinated. So the next night, I hear our cat hissing at the door, and I, what are you hissing at? And I look outside, and just as innocent as hell, three little raccoons are sitting there staring at me like, have you got any more of that candy that we sucked out of that bag? And so I went out like a big, frightening, scary human and went, bleh! And I scared them off. One of them went left and was fine. The other went straight ahead, and I heard it go right into the hot tub. It just went, and then crawled out again. And I could see through the night its little eyes just kind of peering at me in the dark, and I went, bleh! And I saw the eyes just go, boop, just disappear. Ready for that? Then one night I'm sitting out there, I forgot, I might have been passing out. But anyway, I was out in the backyard, and I saw something walking along. It wasn't a cat, because on a raccoon, the ass is up in the air when it walks. It was a freaking raccoon again. They came back for more. Maybe they're the ones that took the eggs. Or maybe I was sleepwalking. That's more to the point. Probably it was me. Sleepwalking, I went out there. Either that or we've got a werewolf loose in the neighborhood. I don't know. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Another thing, I don't know what it is. Is it some kind of a thing if you're not Catholic to go to Catholic Mass on Easter and Christmas? Is that the new thing, or has that always been the thing? Because maybe it's because I don't go to church all that much. See, here's the reason why I go to church. I got a wife and I got four kids that I'm sort of responsible for and to. And if they look at me like I'm some kind of a slacking dirtbag who's only sitting upstairs in my little private office watching old Clint Eastwood movies, smoking tons of cigarettes and, you know, and stumbling into the house after a Don Julio night, they're going to think they got a ne'er-do-well for a step-pops who, and they do, but at least I go to church. See what I'm saying? You got to set the example for a kid. You got to. Oh, you know what? It's very hypocritical. No, you just show me, hey, this is one way. Go to church, man. I don't care what you do after you're 18. But I'm just kind of doing it in solidarity with Maria, and yeah, it looks good, and they look at me, and hey, look at him. And besides, I go to church like a National Geographic photojournalist almost. I'm sort of just taking notes on the things I see. Anyway, so this is the thing. All these non-Catholics are in there going to Mass because it's like going to a ball game or some kind of an event. It's like going to see Pavarotti or something. What are you guys doing on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve? We're going to go to a Catholic Mass. Really? What do they do? I don't know. Just, you know, we're going. Why? Well, they walk around and they got this bread and wine and a guy with the robes and they go up and down and back and forth. I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping to get molested. I'm just going. Don't ask me. There's no purpose of you going. You're not even Catholic. I'm going because it's hip. Everybody will see me there, and we can talk really loud, and because we're so stupid and ignorant as to the Catholic Mass, we can talk out loud and not know what the hell's going on, and people will turn around and stare at us, and we'll stare back like they're being rude. Oh, okay. Well, can I come? Sure. So then they walk in, and I don't know whether they're Episcopalian, Lutheran, Buddhist, Jews, you know, Muslims, but they're standing, hey, Eddie, I got a seat up front. Huh? No, up front. Yeah, that's right. See, down through the years, as a Catholic, I've seen the Mass change. When I was a kid, it was in Latin. The priest had his back to you. The altar might as well have been in New York because it was that far away. It was untouchable. You didn't touch the wafer. You didn't touch the priest. Only he got to touch you. The nuns, everything was way far away and regal and resplendent, and you were just the scum of the earth walking up there, and God would bless you, right? And then it began to change. I got out of high school, and the next thing I know, they're like playing guitars in Mass, and everybody's singing. It's a celebration. Until now, it's kind of cool. People applaud the sermon, and the people who are singing, it's kind of, the music's good, and they have like a, you know, a guitar and a trumpet and a Dixieland band over there. It's just wild. You know, straw hats. As a guy comes in, Farrell's ice cream caters it halfway through. Instead of the wafer, you can have a ice cream cone if you want, or just, you know, some beef bourguignon. Anyway, so it's real loose, right? And people are probably have gotten word that it's loose. Until now, people are coming into the Catholic Mass. A lot of these people that aren't Catholics, I guess. Maybe some that are. And they're, hey, yo, ho, how you doing, baby? Yeah, all right, you know, give me five. And it's like old home week. It's like you're at a ball game. And this woman in front of me yesterday, I almost stood up and said, will you shut up? And I realized, well, I'm in church. Now, that's, I can think it, but I can't do it, see, because God knows what I'm thinking, but the rest of these idiots don't. She's up there. I got room for one here. Bill, where's Billy? Is he there? Do you can? Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah. What do you want? Can somebody sit? No, they may not sit next to me. Oh well. You have room. No, I stretch out a lot. You and your family stay away from me. Okay. All right. And then her daughters walked in. Okay, hey, I got nothing against this, but isn't, when you go to church, shouldn't you be a little more, they're wearing spray-on tops, like the 40D size cup with the skin-tight pants. Pelton would be all over that, church or not. Like all the daughters walking in, stacked, gorgeous, dressed for like a nightclub. And the mother, you know, well, she wasn't much to look at, but I guess she thought she was, and there they are. I suspect they're all, what are you, Pelton, Lutheran? I think that's what they were, Lutherans. You know how they are. You're a Christian. Oh, I get it. See, Catholics aren't Christian. In case you have missed the latest on this, folks, there's Catholics and then there's Christians. And they're not the same. Because the Catholics do that Pope thing and that whole Virgin Mary thing. And they arrested the Christians. They're freaked out by that. They think it's like idol worship. Hey, maybe it is. You know what? I when I was a kid, I'd have to go and I'd kneel in front of Mary and kneel in front of Joseph and pray. You know what? You're right. There, we do have many different gods in the Catholic Church. We pray to a multitude of gods. Mary and Joseph and the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, and there's Jesus and there's God, and then there's St. Christopher, and only he ain't saint anymore. And there's, I can pray to my own saint, St. Philip. I like praying to him. He gets stuff done for me. And St. Anthony, I pray to him. And I say, you know, all of these saints you can pray to, and they get stuff done for you. It's great. Being a Catholic's the next best thing to being a Hindu. Anyway, so what else? That was it, you know. And I spent the whole Mass with my fly open. And then I left and went home and started eating Krispy Kreme. Which, by the way, I got on the air, when was it, 2 days ago, and I was screaming about how Krispy Kreme was a great donut, but they never let us do any store openings down here. And so I said, that's it, I'll never eat another Krispy Kreme again. Well, they're on the phone with us today, and they're sending us, like, boxes and boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. Right at the beginning of what I hoped would be a successful diet, boxes, just cases of the stuff. And I'm told on Weight Watchers, one Krispy Kreme donut is only 11 points. So if I eat three of them, that's all I need to eat for one day. What do you think of that? Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don, hello.
Yeah, Phil, I want to know, you talk about the guy with the straw hat. What's up with all those weird get-ups that the Catholic, the priests wear with the funky hats? And, I mean, that freaks me out right there about the Catholic stuff.
What does?
All their little hats and their robes and stuff, their little, I mean,
it's just hats and robes.
Well, yeah, but check it out, though. If you went into any other place and saw something like that,
I'd think that I was in the theater.
Exactly. Or it's like, you know, a toga party or something.
Right, a party. Hey, there you go. Now there's a nice concept. How about going to how about making religion like a party?
There you go.
Okay, well, that's what Catholicism is.
Well, you know what? Except for...
Yeah, okay. Bug off. You sound like a Lutheran. Don, by the way, is from Kingman, Arizona, where he just took his Klan robe off and gave me a call. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. He's okay. He's just doing the usual shtick about the big hats, you know. Which, by the way, I will say this. The American Catholic Church, you know those big bishop hats? The ones that the Catholic bishops in America wear are made out of cardboard, which I think is just, they cut them off at the back of cereal boxes, and then they have to fold them together. Can we get some good hats for our bishops? Because the guys over in Italy, they got the real good ones. But our guys got to cut them off the back of a cereal box and then put them together, you know, A, insert A into B, and then they put it on, you know? It's just like something your kid could wear. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
On the Phil Hendry Show, I play a variety of different characters, and one character that I play is a guy named Steve Bozell. He was on the program on Friday talking about how he's a better Christian than his next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, because he knows how to keep Good Friday, and Roy was over there sucking beers, having a barbecue, and sitting in his hot tub.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Mr. Bozell,
yes,
first
sir.
Of all, you talk about being a great Christian, and
yes.
You have used the word D-A-M-N about four or five times.
Hey, that's not cussing, because I asked a preacher, he said, that's technically not cussing.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, in my opinion, it is, and my opinion is just as good as yours,
sir. Is you a preacher?
No, sir, but
well,
also Exodus 20:17 says you shouldn't covet. And, brother, I believe you are coveting everything your neighbor's got.
No, I don't care
and
if he's...
And believe me, I'll tell you another thing. I don't cuss and I don't covet. And I do celebrate from Friday until Sunday because my Jesus died on the cross, but my Jesus rose.
Okay, well,
now,
let me ask you
Jews
something.
Did.
Don't you think Jesus said, damn, when those nails were going in? You better
no,
believe
sir,
it.
I don't
oh,
think
come
he
on,
did.
Man.
I think my Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
He did say that, too, afterwards, but he probably said, man, God, gee, that hurts.
Oh, now you know what he said.
Well, I'm just
Boy,
saying.
I tell you, you've been around a long time if you know what he said.
I'm just saying, I'm not knowing what he's saying. I'm
well,
thinking.
Then why are you putting words in his mouth?
Well, you just did, too.
No,
he's quoting the Bible. The Bible
I'm
says
the
what...
Bible.
Okay, but I'm just saying, can you imagine some guy trying to hammer in concrete nails into your hands?
No,
you...
sir, I can't imagine it, because I never had to go through it. Neither have you, sir.
And you wouldn't say something like, you know, GD or anything like that?
No, sir, not if I was filled with the Holy Spirit like he was.
Well, I don't get that at all.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Cool. Okay. 1-800-449-8. So that was just a little moment of levity there. Here's Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, Mike. Good.
I'd just like to say that you almost make me urinate in my pants several times a day. And that
my wife tells me that a lot, too.
Yeah.
And it's
your voice is Mel very... Blanc quality. I'm telling you, you've got the impersonations are pretty damn good.
I don't think they are. I think Mel Blanc was way better at doing character voices.
No.
Or he was doing.
He was better
doing cartoon voices.
No, you just did a little thing with a little country girl accent that sounded just like Bugs Bunny when he was.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sorry. I'm.
Well,
quoting,
thank you very much. I appreciate it. Here is Keith on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Keith. See you later. Here's Sean on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I used to actually work in Rome for a travel company, and in
Rome,
the
Italy?
City, they actually have their own money. And then what's hilarious is that when you go visit the Vatican, you can go see all these diamonds and jewels and all this stuff, and you're paying money to see money, basically. And it's all run by the center of the Catholic Church.
Well, I mean, that's what you do when you go to any museum, seeing priceless things.
I just think it's funny that
are you Catholic?
That's the center of Catholicism. That's,
are you Catholic?
No, pretty much in the same boat as you as far as going to Catholic school, growing up, and
oh.
Not really attending now.
So you think the whole thing's a pile, huh?
I believe in organized religion, but not Catholicism.
You believe in organized religion, but not Catholicism. What
no,
organized
not
religion?
The way that they practice.
What organized religion do you believe in?
I don't know. There are a lot of different churches and
lot
of different.
Why do you believe in them and not Catholicism?
Because I think Catholicism revolves too much around money and power.
Like other religions don't.
No, like Catholicism. If you look at Baptists or, I mean,
well, yeah, they don't have
no
any dough at all
compared to Catholics.
Baptists? In other words, it's the church that has the most money you don't believe in.
Pretty much.
But the other churches that have a little bit less money, you believe in them.
Well, I just don't believe, I think the Catholic Church has
I know,
too much
you're
money,
a Mooney.
It doesn't make sense for it to have that much money.
You must be a Mooney.
What?
You must be a Mooney.
A loon?
A Mooney. Well, you know, there is justification, and I've heard it said that if a poor person, you know, is poor, and then they want to go and worship on Sunday, they don't want to go into a toilet church. They want to go into a church that's got gold, and it's got all kinds of stained glass, and it's got all kinds of gold chalices. They want to go into a special place, because to them, that's what it represents.
I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me. I don't see how that, you know, makes it any more holy or any more, you know, of a spiritual connection to God.
Well, it may not make it any more, but how does it make it any less?
Exactly.
Well, that's what you said it does, though.
No,
makes,
I,
You said you don't believe. You said you don't believe in it because
I just don't see the necessity in it.
The necessity of what?
Of having so much money. It's
well,
just,
I would agree with you. I would agree with it, but you see, the problem is, you believe that churches should have money.
No, I'm not saying that churches.
Okay, he's gone.
Okay.
I stayed with you as long as I could, brother. He's cross-country, man. He's joined the jet set. I don't know. I just didn't get what the guy was saying. He says, yeah, I don't believe in Catholicism. Why? Because they got a lot of money. Well, you believe in Baptists? Yeah. Why? Because they don't have as much money. Oh, I see. So, in other words, there's a certain dollar amount that you can have as a religion, and then it's cool. It's not cool after that, though, because then you got too much money? Hey, Catholicism's got a lot of dough. I'm not necessarily disputing the guy. They got lots and lots of bread. Now, it depends on what it is that they're doing with that money that I suppose makes them either a good thing or a bad thing or who cares, right? Right. Now, Hezbollah, they got money. Osama bin Laden, I'm going to join his religion. He's got a lot of money. What is that? Muslim? I'm there. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, as we speak, stuff in the Middle East is still messed up. Here is Larry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Hendry.
Larry. Hi, Larry.
Matson here. I haven't called you before. Just wanted I was just interested.
Thank you.
I was listening to your radio. I'm ask you a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
This
is our question
opinion,
time.
Just in your opinion, what in your opinion does it take for a person to, how would you want to say it, go to heaven or have eternal life?
I don't know, and I frankly don't care.
Well,
how about that for an answer?
That's a good answer.
I think it's irrelevant. I think it's an irrelevant discussion.
Beg pardon?
I think it's an entirely irrelevant discussion for us to be having.
Okay, well, the reason I wanted to ask, if I may continue.
I knew there was probably a reason lurking somewhere.
Okay, I was just depressed. I think you're a pretty sharp fellow. I was just depressed at a lot of the lack of intelligence that some of the callers seem to have when they call in and they have frivolous conversations about hats and things like that, because
on what show?
On your show, there was a guy just called in about the what's with the Catholics and the funny hats. Duh.
Uh huh.
I mean, these people, I don't know where they came from, but you know, none of
Larry,
them.
Larry, rather than put them down, what makes you
importance.
What makes you so smart? What makes you so
I'm
much smarter than that guy?
I'm not really smart. I'm just saying.
Well, what makes you so much smarter than that guy?
Well, I think if anybody, I'll tell you how I do it. It's real easy.
Yeah,
secret.
Tell me how you do it.
If you read the Bible,
you'll
find out
that
there is nothing
that?
In there.
I can't be that stupid because I knew the Bible was going to come up, too.
I didn't say you were.
Well,
I said
bet you my audience knew it, too.
That the people that call in don't seem to have a lot on the ball as far as what they're talking about.
Well,
they're
you heard one guy say something about
mundane,
hats.
Inane questions about what with the Catholics with the hats. It doesn't matter if we wear a hat or we don't wear a hat.
Well, I happen to think their hats are a little silly, too.
It doesn't bother me.
All right.
It doesn't bother me what anybody wears. The point is, it doesn't matter what you wear. It's what you believe
that
has any consequence on your hereafter. It doesn't matter what you wear.
According to who?
The Bible.
Well, what's that?
It is an inspired word of God that was written over about 500
And how do you know?
500 years.
How do you know?
Because I believe by faith.
Oh, faith. Oh,
but
okay.
Let me tell you
well,
something.
Look,
if
I mean,
I'm wrong.
As long as you're doing that faith kick,
now,
let me
I'm
lay
wrong,
this on you, Larry.
Guess what? We can have a party tomorrow, and it doesn't matter. But if I'm right, it does matter.
Well,
so
if
I'm
you're
not
right,
a
you're right.
Man,
good for
but
you.
I would just place my odds on what it says.
You just mentioned this thing, the Bible, as if it's all of a sudden I can't question
what it
is.
What I'm saying to you is that it doesn't matter what kind of hat somebody wears or how many works or Hail Marys they do.
And it doesn't matter what kind of book a guy
wears. Because we all know that's the works.
Wait a second. Larry, you're doing what every Christian that I've ever talked to does. You're
right,
just talking and talking and talking, and you won't listen.
Paid the price.
And you never listen. What is it with you?
We can
why
do.
Do you people never listen? Why do you always just, why do you always monologue? Every Christian I ever talk to talks and talks and talks. They talk right over top of everybody, and they don't want
to
listen.
I'm happy
are you
to
that?
To
are you
me.
That frightened and insecure in your beliefs that you can't just sit
no,
and
I'm
listen?
I'm bold in my beliefs.
Then why
I know
don't you just
Jesus
sit and
died for my
why don't
he
you
paid a price? Nothing I can do can do better than that. All the Hail Marys in the world isn't going to save me.
All the Hail Marys in the world. Oh, now you're dissing my religion, is that it?
No, I'm just trying to tell you, if you read the Bible,
all the Bibles in the world,
well,
if you join the Catholic faith, you'll find out that money's where it's at.
What happened with religion is that men...
Well, I don't believe you.
A lot of things...
I don't believe you.
Why not?
Because your Bible, I don't believe it. It's just a lot of hokum that some guy put down who was chained in a cell someplace and was bored.
What Bible do you believe?
I don't... What Bible do I... What do you mean,
Have you even
Bible
read the Bible? See, that's the problem. Most Catholics
have
never read the Bible,
Have you ever read Howl by Anthony... Have you ever read
Howl
by Allen Ginsberg? Have you ever read Howl by Allen Ginsberg?
No, have you ever read Deep by Deepak Chopra?
Have you ever read...
Allen Ginsberg was not an inspired author of the Word of God.
Says
Moses was.
Says who?
How do you get to be a Christian through Judaism? You have to understand
Allen Ginsberg wrote Howl. Have you read it?
No.
Oh, well then, excuse me, but he happens to be an inspired prophet of God.
Did he write anything from Genesis to Revelations?
No, but did
I'm
Moses
not talking about
write,
the Maccabean book.
Did Moses write on the road?
Books.
Did
I'm
Moses,
talking about
did Moses write Howl? Did Moses write on the road? Did Moses write The Soft Machine? Did Moses write Naked Lunch?
I believe in the infallibility of the inspired Word of God.
I believe in the infallibility of man's ability to continue to progress through all the paranoia, mythology, and superstition.
No, you're not a historian, and
yes,
you're not
I am
an archaeologist.
A historian. I'm a far greater historian than you.
You would
I'm
know.
Far
no,
more
actually,
informed
I am.
No, I'm far more informed than you are, Larry.
I would. Yeah. You would know this, that there is, if you look at all
Are you on a business
the,
trip waiting for a hooker to come up to your hotel room and you're just killing time with me, or what's going on?
No, but you know what?
What's that?
I'm glad to wear those stripes that you are opposing me, because I'm just telling you the truth.
I know, because every Christian considers himself to be a martyr. Every Christian considers himself to be hanging from a cross.
We are
and
all
if you,
sinners.
And if nobody puts you on a cross, you guys put yourselves up on a cross.
No, we're all sinners. He paid our price. We don't have to
Who's
go to
that?
The cross.
Who's that? Allen Ginsberg? All right, great. 1-800-449-8686. It's not that I'm cutting this gentleman off. It's that I got a break. I got to go and make money because I'm a Catholic and that's what I worship. It's the Phil Henry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
My daughter broke the news. I don't know. Sometime last week, she wants to be a cheerleader, and Marie and I have desperately been trying to talk her out of it. Now, I don't want to offend anybody, but that's nothing that I want her to be doing. And it's not that it's my call; it's her call. It's Maria's call. It's somebody's call. It ain't my call, I guess. But Catherine says she wants to be a cheerleader. Said. And Maria actually laid down this rule. You want to be a cheerleader? Then you got to play basketball, too. And she said okay, because she did play basketball in one of these youth leagues when she was 8, 9 years old. But she said that cheerleading is going to be more fun, and you can't make any money playing basketball. I said, the WNBA, they make money, and you don't make any money being a cheerleader. And probably the best argument that I heard out of all of it was this one. You want to get in a car, you want to schlep to some ball game in the middle of the night out in, like, Temecula so she can jump up and down with pom-poms? I'd rather see them playing, you know? Wouldn't you rather, even if they're sitting on the bench? What? It's not for me. See, that's not for me. I'm not putting down anybody else. They want to do that, that's great. Maybe it's some people, it's their excuse to go to a sporting event because they got no kids that are involved in the athletics, so they want to be cheerleaders. So they let them be cheerleaders. They can go see this sporting event. It gives them a reason to be there. Hey, you know, you don't need a reason. You can just go if you want. Just go and sit and watch. But she wants to be a cheerleader, so, and it's like depressing. Ain't it? It's a bitch when a little girl wants to be a girl. Why can't she be a boy? 1-800-449-8686. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Man, you got some heavy-duty topics on the show today. I haven't heard this kind of stuff before.
Well, you keep listening, sir. You'll hear a lot more of it. Here's Scott on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I think there is money to be made in cheerleading down in Texas. Those Christians will pay good money for a little one-on-one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think that's what that guy was waiting for?
I think he's been looking around for that. He's getting a little anxious.
All right, man. Rob, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
I want to ask you a question, and I'm not going to go
another one of those questions. Go ahead.
Well, what kind of blind faith do Muslims have that their loving, caring God would make them kill themselves in the name of religion?
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about their religion. I don't know anything about it.
I don't understand the concept.
I hear people say that
kill yourself.
I hear people say that Islam is a peaceful religion. I guess. I mean, I wherever that's being practiced, that's fine. I ain't seen any evidence of it, but then maybe I'm not looking hard enough.
Well,
but you
I'm
know
looking
what?
And I'm not seeing it either.
We got a so-called pro-life Christian guy who planted a bomb in Centennial Park back in Atlanta in 96,
exactly.
Killed a woman. You know what? I don't blame people for hating religion, because look at what it's unleashed in the world. But specifically, this is a war between Muslims and America and Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've already said that they want to murder Jews and Americans.
But they've been doing this since before America even was a country. I mean, this goes back thousands
of
years.
Well, they've been doing what?
They've been killing themselves in the name of Allah.
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well,
what do you mean they've been killing themselves in the name of Allah since before America was a country?
Well, any kind of a suicide or a martyr, to me, is killing yourself in the name of your God.
Oh, really?
You know, martyrdom, I mean, let's face it, if I don't like the speed limit, I guess I could go out and kill myself and say the speed limit ought to be lowered.
I don't really think you know what it is you're saying, because I'm sure there have been times in the history of the United States Armed Forces, for instance, where a man has thrown himself on a hand grenade. Would you call that martyrdom? Would you call that saving just good old love for his fellow soldiers? Would you call that, what do you call that? Do you call that suicide?
You made a fine line there.
Do you call that suicide?
In a sense, it is in the name.
All right,
of
and he did that in the name of, you know, a higher
saving.
Calling.
Yeah.
Some people's morality allows them to take other people with them. I don't know, but
Bill,
I ain't about
just,
to. You know,
Bill, you just showed me why you make the big bucks.
Who me? Yeah,
yeah.
I make. You want to know what I make every year? My annual salary. My annual salary is $36,000 a year.
You just gave me the reason why.
You make the big bucks. 1-800-449-8686. I make $36,500 a year. That's it. On that salary, my wife works, and we're able to get by. But this big buck concept that I'm supposedly making the big dollars, forget it. And as far as those guys blowing themselves up in the Middle East, the whole Arab world wants to destroy America and Israel. So if you think there's some kind of a conversation you're going to have with those people, you know, dream on. If you think we're going to sit down and rap about it, dream on. They want to go to war, and that's what they're doing. So we had better be ready for that. Israel already is ready for it. And this is definitely a war. And nobody wants to sit and discuss how we can make a Palestinian state. They want to kill every Jew and every American that they see. And that's it. So that answers, I hope that answers that guy's question. Are they Muslims? Yeah, a lot of them are. Is the Muslim religion a peaceful religion? I don't know. I ain't seen any evidence of it lately. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.